You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Dr. Wren, can you... WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest on this Friday evening. We're back on the air live after a one-month hiatus on the condition. The K-Man's on my right side, and Dr. Rend is on my left side. Huge verbal extravaganza, as well as your Party Central Friday night without the lights. I'll call it that, even though the K-Man hates when I call it Friday night without the lights.
I love it.
Also, the gateway to the weekend. We're Conversation Digest, all your favorite features. And much,
some
much
of them
more.
You don't like.
Well, I don't think many people like the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week because they almost think it's too cynical.
That's the entire show, mostly.
I'm not going to worry about it. Before we go any further, I'd like to mention all of our very, very good underwriting sponsors. They're good in the sense that they're willing to donate to help us stay on the air. And we'll start off with Lord Chiropractic of Allied Health Chiropractic Center, as well as Blong Ying Farmers Insurance Agency, Wayne Searing Insurance, Hmong Quality Home Care, Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store, and Cha Vang Tax Services.
That's quite the list we got going there.
Yeah, it's growing. Yeah,
but not in that particular order. Not necessarily in that order.
No, just the way they're listed on the paperwork. So, and up in about 35 minutes, we've got Dr. Rent's current events. Once again, I'm the condition Dr. Rent's in the house, and his current events are on at 7:40. We'll be on live for an hour and a half. K-Man's on my right side. He's doing the tech work this evening. K-Man,
always do.
Don't worry about playing my music. I'll play that this evening.
I always thought K-Man was to your left.
Liberally speaking, he is. You know, on the political spectrum, K-Man's on the very far left. He loves Obama, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. Love.
I don't know if he does, but all I do know, I remember when George W. Bush was in office, the K-Man would always voice his displeasure with George W. Bush. I've never once heard him say that he really dislikes Obama.
You're a liar, sir.
No, you said one thing about Obama one time, and I thought, you know, that's a very passive approach to criticizing Barack Hussein
Obama.
I'm
all passive these days.
Mm-mm-mm.
All I do is passive.
Yes. WNRBLP.org for the live stream, broadcasting all over the world, Nantucket, Tuscany, Italy, Tokyo, Japan, as well as Chicago, Illinois, Sacramento, California, all over the place. We're all over the world.
Not Denver.
No, I think we are. Well, if there's a snowstorm.
They've got a foot of snow, their internet's down.
Oh, is there? Okay, any place that does not have the internet right now would not be able to get Conversation Digest or any other WNRBLP station.
Sorry, Gleason, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Wausaumong.org is another place for the live stream. Wausaumong.org, hit the radio, or you can't say that condition. The radio link, if that's clicked on, then you hook up to the live stream on there as well. So.
However, if you are listening to the live stream on WNRBLP.org, you don't have to sign off to go over to wausaumong.org. It's one or the other. Once you found it, you're fine.
Yes.
Yes.
The one nice thing about the WNRBLP link is that you hook right up to the live stream on that.
It's right on the front. You can't miss it. And if you do, there's something wrong with your eyes.
I even got to work on my iPhone. I was listening to one of the earlier shows on my iPhone for the first time ever. I was so excited.
What time was that from?
Tuned in. What was it about? It was about 10 to 6. There was a really good song on that. I don't even remember what it was, but it was one of my favorite songs, so I had to listen.
From Conversation Digest?
No.
I have no idea what we're talking about here.
That would be 5:50 p.m.
10 to 6. Oh, this evening? I have no idea what's going on. I was just at a Subway sandwich place.
Wake up.
So, okay. Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest up in just a bit. Also, the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. and Dr. Ren's current events, as well as, crud.
What'd you do? What'd you break?
On your way to the studio.
Yeah, that's up in just a bit, too, but something's wrong here.
Uh-oh. What'd you do? Would you break it?
Okay.
Those pauses are not good for our professionalism.
Well, K-Man isn't either. Hard-hitting news.
Keith, you need those crickets ready for those long pauses.
Yeah, K-Man, that's on you, to be honest with you.
You're a cricket.
If we're going to have awkward pauses, you're the king of awkward pauses. Hard-hitting news, controversial artist depicts Obama trampling the Constitution. What's so controversial about this? Clearly, it happens on a daily basis with Barack Hussein Obama. CBS Las Vegas. Bravo, Utah, CBS Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. In front of the White House, a man is sitting on a park bench in the throes of depression. It is not the condition, FYI. It's just some gentleman donning his luck in Obama's America. All of the presidents and all of their men couldn't get Obama's America back together again.
Just like Hope D.
That was my Mad Lib, by the way. So the man is surrounded by 43 presidents, and the forefront purposefully ignoring the depressed man is President Obama, whose right foot is stepping on the Constitution. James Madison is next to Obama, pleading with him to stop. The tableau is called The Forgotten Man. The Forgotten Man.
The
a painting
man.
By John McNaughton, an artist who is known for his politically charged work. The painting, which uses objects such as discarded dollar bills as symbols and scraps of paper with individual constitutional amendments sprawled onto them, has been making the rounds across the internet. The painting was initially released in 2010 and has resurfaced, causing a stir when it appeared for a caption contest on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow's blog. See, this is the part that surprises me. This is the only reason I
blogs?
Picked it.
Blogs surprise you? Hold on.
K-Man, you're a very valued part of Conversation Digest, but when you say something that's inconsequential, irrelevant, and otherwise maddening to me, we're going to do the finger tapping on the desk, and whereby you're going to play the crickets to, you know, signify the fact that you're irritating me. That's strike one officially. I'm in a bad mood, I think. Anyway,
been
so
in a bad mood all day.
Is it a swing and a miss strike or like a foul?
Oh, no, he didn't even swing. It was a perfect pitch for a hitter. He did not even swing.
Well, I won't swing until the third one.
K-Man thinks you score touchdowns in baseball.
I won't swing until the third pitch.
Okay, so this is causing a stir when it appeared for a caption contest on Rachel Maddow's blog. That's the part that surprises me. Because clearly Maddow is a huge fan of Obama. The responses have been ranging from sarcastic, we'll trade you this peasant for that constitution, we'll even throw in the bench. And also, clearly, this isn't that big of news. This picture is not that big of a story because it's no more artsy than one of these comic strips than, you know, that talks nonsense about a particular political candidate. McNaughton released an accompanying YouTube video for this painting. The video shows McNaughton painting the piece with a soundtrack that emulates a movie trailer. For a long time, I didn't know if I wanted to paint this picture because I worried it might be too controversial. What artist worries about that? This man on the park bench represents every man, woman, and child who's an American. He hopes to find the American dream of happiness and prosperity. So a man represents a woman, and a man represents a child? That is news
only
to me.
In America.
I like the picture, but to be honest with you...
I mean, that is bad news for your insurer.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's a nice picture. Clearly...
It's not an ethnically diverse picture.
You mean because Obama's the only...
I mean, there's no women.
No, and also this man supposedly represents men, women, and children. Clearly he represents men.
Is that a clown?
No, you're the clown, K-Man.
He represents white men.
Well, but no, I think they're saying that he represents everyone, though.
He's just waiting for his bus, and it's not coming.
Table scraps.
Well, if you were the bus driver and you saw that many people...
Oh, I'd keep driving. I'm not going to stop for that.
Okay, more in just a bit from hard-hitting news, but right now on Conversation Digest, it's what we saw on the way to the studio every single week at this time, what we saw on the way to the studio on WNRBLP's Conversation Digest.
It's
not the Grand... What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, it's an adventure into the realities of the trip from the Conditions headquarters to the WNRBLP studios at the WAHMA on 6th Street in Wausau, Wisconsin. Also, from Dr. Rent's
Fortress
to the WNRBLP studio. Dr. Rent, we'll start with you. What did you see on the way to the studio this evening?
It was actually a very nondescript commute until I physically got here. And then once I came in the studio, because I am no longer an official show host, I need to meet with station management before coming on the air. And every time I come in here, station management is in a completely different room. So
he's right about that.
What I saw was the station manager's new gigs for this week.
You didn't know the station manager was back in that office, huh?
They weren't in that. When I was last year, they were in that second office.
Oh,
on
yeah,
left.
That's right.
It was all last year.
And then
it has been a long time.
Last year, you were upstairs on the far left. Hey, but for the first
musical
time,
offices.
For the first time, the station manager has an office on the right.
I like that.
Oh.
I mean, he likes that. He likes that. So, K-Man, what did you see on the way to the studio?
I saw a couple of dorks illegally sitting in a vehicle while driving down Grand Avenue.
I don't know who dorks those were.
They were piled in the front seat together.
Were you looking in the rearview mirror when you saw this? Or?
No, I was looking directly to my right.
I bet you those dorks got a great desk at a thrift store somewhere in Weston for $14.99.
No.
I bet you it was a circa 1950s.
I think they just wanted
desk.
To sit together.
You ought to see this desk. It's a nice desk. For $14.99.
Oh, you? Oh, that's you?
Well, I'm just going to be honest about this. So the significant other, Leah and I, we still don't have a rated name for Leah. And
I'm going to go with Pixie until she finds
okay.
another one.
Well, she's listening to the live stream. She's yelling right now, Dr. Friend, about being called Pixie.
And you can tell her that I'm
honored. She is small. Yeah, but she's like a ninja. I mean, she can fight dirty, but not that she would, Dr. Friend. But...
She's a scrappy
Clearly,
fighter.
This was a desk that took up the whole back area of the K-Man's Denali. So then we put the desk back there, and then Leah and I...
And you never thought about calling Dr. Rent, who
no.
has...
No. It was, it,
who has a Ford F-450, the largest...
Probably should
You could have fit, like, five of those desks back
there.
Could have
gotten five of those stroking 1950s desks in the back
I just said that.
The Denali only... I mean, we really...
It still had room to sit five.
It was good for one desk, though. But so no one pulled this over or anything, and it's due to the grandfather clause, no one can at this point, right? Isn't that what they call it?
The grandfather clause?
The statute of limitations.
Oh, statute of limitations. Okay.
It's all done already.
All right. What I saw on the way to the studio is K-Man. When we were at the Conditions headquarters, K-Man was actually being an adult, which was odd.
What?
He was putting windshield washer fluid into his Denali. Into the oil section. Yeah, into the oil section. The gasoline was going into the driver's fluid.
And then
container.
The oil was going into the windshield washer fluid.
I've done that.
Ooh.
But so
my car.
K-Man's opening this windshield washer fluid, and all of a sudden he starts yelling like a girl, and he had cut himself on the opening to the bottle. And when we got here...
That little aluminum foil is sharper than it looks.
But I thought, look, the K-Man...
I hit the side of the bottle instead of the aluminum.
K-Man, he was bleeding, so I thought, well, this guy, his blood is going to clot. You know, his...
Well, and it's going to stain the window.
No, it stained his pants, and this is what I saw on the way to the studio. By the time we got to the studio, he's like,
my
pants have got blood on them, and I thought he was exaggerating.
Kind of
and then I look over, and his pant legs doused in blood.
And post it on Famous Ashtray next to the download episode for this.
Are you really going to do that?
Might as well.
We should have a photo portion. FamousAshtray.com.
No,
for
I'll put that on the Conversation Digest fan page of Facebook.
FamousAshtray.com for archived episodes of Conversation Digest. We go back about 2 years now. We've been at the WAHMA Conversation Digest has for almost 5 years. 5 years this upcoming October.
We're on purpose?
One of the longer lasting shows on the station. I never thought we'd be on this long, but of course WNRBLP is one of our mainstays. One of my cornerstones for happiness. Just a wonderful Just a wonderful level of fulfillment.
You have more than one
so.
Cornerstone?
I have at least three others.
You have to at least have four.
Leah is a cornerstone of my happiness. My little mini schnauzer, sweet little Willapot, my wonderful parents, other members like the confliction of my family, that sort of thing. So, underwriting for WNRBLP is a way to help keep us on the air. An underwriter is a sponsor of sorts, and in exchange for us announcing you as an underwriting sponsor, a donation is made by the underwriting sponsor for a specific period of time, be it 4 months, 8 months, or 12 months. With that donation, we're able to stay on the air, despite the fact that this is a low-power radio station. There are operating costs that would surprise you to keep us on the air.
We cannot even afford Segways.
No. I would love to have a Segway. You mean one of those little two-wheeled things that can... but so if you're with any interest of being an underwriting sponsor on WNRBLP, 93.3 FM, operating business hours to make a phone call, 715-842-8390 is the phone number to the WAHMA, and I think that they are open 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Otherwise, a stop by the WAHMA is an acceptable way. We can show you more about being an underwriting sponsor. WNRBLP.org has tons of information on being an underwriting sponsor.
Or
Wassamunk.org does as well.
Feel free to just donate. Just send us a check.
That's true, too.
Blank. We'll fill out the amount. We know what we need, and we'll take care of that for you.
And we have had a lot of very generous donations made throughout the last several years. I don't know how long.
Several?
I mean, 5 years, 2 years, 1 year in particular. Dr. Rent, Kevin Gang. Some very big contributors, all of our underwriting sponsors, all seven of them right now. So right now on Conversation Digest, enough about the underwriters, even though, good Lord bless them, they keep us on the air. We got to get moving to something else here. The I don't give a crap moment of the week. On Conversation Digest, here we are.
You just cut that off real quick.
Why did you do a cold cutoff there?
You did that.
I didn't. Did I do that?
You have that on that computer.
All right, I apologize.
You don't let me do that anymore because apparently you're too
okay.
cool for that.
No, you can start doing this again.
No,
You're better at it.
No, you're good at it.
New York Post, the I don't give a crap moment of the week, NBC scrimmage over O. When I first read that, I thought that was over Oprah. They wanted to date her. It was a dispute between Matt Lauer and Brian Williams.
Am I going crazy? I just heard a bell.
It's Dr. Rent's phone, clearly.
That's
oh.
So anyway, a turf war, but this isn't about Oprah. Thank heavens, because which two guys would want to fight over her even though she is a billionaire? A turf war broke out at NBC between Brian Williams and Matt Lauer over who'd land the coveted annual pre-Super Bowl interview with President Obama. Sources say canceled Lauer's Today Show and Williams Rock Center jockeyed for the Obama chat calling White House brass to push each other another over the other. And this is the I don't give a crap moment of the week.
Why wouldn't it be Bob Costas?
Because, K-Man, he is a sportscaster.
Well, they're talking about sports.
Look at Lindsay Lohan. I'm surprised.
She's weathered.
No. With all due respect to your opinion of Lindsay Lohan, those narcotics aren't doing much to her figure, I don't think. So.
Yeah, the crack and the coke and the meth.
I'm not reading any more about this dispute.
Whatever.
I learned something about Lindsay today that I didn't realize. Do you remember the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, the little commercial with the baby? And, you know, he was talking to his girlfriend about what a great traitor he was. And the girlfriend's like, is that milkaholic Lindsay over there? And then that little baby girl stuck her head in the camera. Milka what? I didn't realize that Lindsay Lohan sued that company for using the word Lindsay when referring to the, when they were named.
They did?
She trademarked that?
I was listening to Super Bowl trivia today, and it's like, yeah, that was Lindsay Lohan sued them when they...
Did she win?
I don't know. But that was my
favorite... If she did, she just spent it on marijuana anyway.
That's my favorite
one of those
babies.
And crack.
That is my favorite baby stock trading commercial of all time, is the Milkaholic one.
I don't even remember that. Which Super Bowl was that on during?
I'm sure if you
Giants
look up,
versus
you
the Patriots?
You can find the Milkaholic commercial.
Okay, man, you're the tech guy. Would you do that, please? So that's what we saw on the way to the studio, followed by just the... I'm just joking, Cayman. You don't seriously have to do that.
And plus, it's an advertisement. Oh. We really can't play it.
Rare Cayman. No, he's just checking up on Wikipedia or what have you.
No, I was looking for it.
Cayman's in a bad mood tonight, Doctor, and I have to apologize for his misbehavior. But so that was the I don't give a crap moment of the week. Apparently, Matt Lauer and Brian Williams are discussing... Or they're actually disputing who's going to get the interview with Barack Obama.
Because he has everything to do with football. Yeah.
Who wants to... I mean, clearly they're fans of him. I don't even know that the ratings would be that good. Who wants to interview him?
Bob Costas does.
No, he doesn't, Cayman. Where do you get this notion that Bob Costas wants to interview Barack Obama?
Because they're talking about
he
sports.
He is a sportscaster. No, the pre-Super Bowl interview with the president doesn't necessarily have to do with sports.
What do they talk about?
Just stuff. Just stuff. I think.
Very specific stuff?
When George W. Bush did the pre-Super Bowl interview, I didn't care about that either. What do I care? Just more fluff, more false promises, more reasons for me to be angry. Unless it's Reagan, I don't want to watch it.
Well, they can't interview him anymore.
Okay, K-Man.
Well,
okay.
I don't know what the proper say on. Have you ever not watched? There's a show on the Travel Channel called The Ghost Adventures or something like that. I think they should go to the Reagan Library and see if they can interview him.
I mean, if he's still around.
That'd be fun.
He was a great president. Can I say that on the air?
Now, if you die and you have Alzheimer's, does your ghost have Alzheimer's?
Ooh, no.
Maybe.
No, I think...
The ghost doesn't even know who he is anymore?
I think that a ghost would be more of a memorable moment in the life that it captures and just... I don't think that a ghost is just a repetitious materialization of the soul or the energy of that individual. Because that's what the... I don't even know what I'm talking about. Rebecca Black is playing for crying out loud.
Like I said, we cannot even afford a segue.
Oh, my goodness.
And just keep blasting into anything you want.
Well,
that's fine.
Free association. You know what I'm saying?
Willy-nilly anarchy.
So right now on Conversation Digest, we get to the main topic of the week.
Did you change that?
Change what?
Yeah, the music. Clearly
I
did.
You just constantly change it?
Clearly I am.
You just want me
two
to keep
strikes,
writing
K-Man.
Stuff down.
Two strikes.
You don't want me talking because I want to write everything down.
Brand new show on Tuesdays called The Frontline. Just thought we'd talk about that just for a moment. Okay, that was
What's
their moment.
It about?
I have no idea. Young kid stuff or something? They're not that
Shout
young.
Shoutouts.
They're younger than us, so. But then again, who isn't? Clearly, who isn't? Well, that's. No, that's. That we can't do that.
There's no words in there.
Just calm down, K-Man.
You just keep playing 30 seconds every song. That's
strike three.
Awesome.
Strike three.
And then a
that
swing
strike
and a
three.
Miss.
Strike three. Okay, right now on Conversation Digest.
He's got two more outs.
No, the K-Man doesn't. No, because he's a batter.
But
so
he
only gets... He
represents the entire
I get
side.
Four downs with that.
Gosh darn it.
I get
You're
four
right.
downs with that.
Side.
K-Man gets four downs. If he doesn't get a first down, then he has to punt.
Because his ghost runner is still on second.
Did you see? Have you
yeah,
seen?
Yeah, I'm not running.
Have you seen my Facebook picture?
I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, you should go on there sometime because it's me as well. At any rate, so
my Facebook account.
Yeah, I figured. I thought maybe you'd start to back up on that again. But so right now, the main.
I actually appreciate privacy. It's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, Facebook is just. It's all it is. It's politics these days. Clearly, people go on there just to irritate me with the things they say.
That's most of my what I do.
It is the most. Predominantly liberal place in America on the internet besides the Huffington Post. I swear to you, Facebook, there is nothing conservative on there.
It's all about slacktivism. Just post stuff and hope things get done. And don't do anything about it.
Okay, so the main topic of the week on Conversation Digest, this is something that's interesting to me because it involves hot dogs and it involves the Super Bowl. And it's not just hot dog sellers that are doing this, but the TSA trained Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. I thought that it implied that it wasn't just hot dog sellers, but it was a lot of other vendors as well. Maybe I'm wrong.
It was there to get your attention by saying hot dogs.
No, because it says hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. To me, that implies that it is just hot dog sellers. We'll find
right,
out in just
because,
a moment here.
You know,
so.
Technically, terrorists, if they are Islamic fundamentalists,
they're not going to eat hot dogs because they won't eat pork.
Well, but they're not going to buy beer.
But they wouldn't eat hot dogs either, though.
So not to be a terrorist, buy beer and hot dogs and
because they think that pigs are dirty animals. When actually isn't true. I know they roll around their own filth, but if you clean them up, you can clean up a pig pretty good. You can
That'll do, pig.
You can put lipstick on a pig and get a message written in a cobweb. So these, despite acknowledging there are no credible or specific threats to the safety of the 2012 Super Bowl in Indianapolis on Sunday, the TSA is training thousands of fast food sellers and other vendors to spot terrorists under the First Observer program. TSA said over 8,000 stadium vendors, parking lot attendants, shuttle bus drivers, and other transportation professionals received the agency's First Observer training for detecting and assessing indicators and planning tactics of potential terrorist activities, reports the government security news. Remember, this is the main conversation piece of Conversation Digest on this, your Conversation Digest, episode number 500 at least. At least it feels like it, so. It feels
it's nowhere
like it.
Near 500.
It's near 100. No, whatever.
At most, we can have 52 per year, but that never happens.
So, as we have previously reported, many of the behaviors characterized as potential signs of terrorism by the TSA in its training procedures are mundane activities performed by a majority of people, including using a video camera, talking to police officers, wearing hoodies. Whoa. Bill Belichick is included in this, apparently, wearing hoodies, driving vans, writing on a piece of paper, and using a cell phone recording application. Well, I'm guilty of all those, but it's not like I'm going to bomb anybody.
So are they saying there are four people in the photo next to the article? Are we supposed to pick out the terrorist?
All of them.
I don't know why they're wearing Peyton Manning jerseys. Clearly, he's never going to play for the Colts again. The First Observer program has previously been used by the TSA on America's highways, most recently in Tennessee, for the purpose of bothering truck drivers. K-Man.
Those are Giants.
Strike five. You're out of here.
Giants jerseys.
Oh, really? This is a Giants jersey right here?
Sure, why not?
That's Peyton Manning.
I would call it an Indy jersey.
K-Man, you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm happy I didn't know that.
The First Observer program has previously been used by the TSA on America's highways, most recently in Tennessee, for the purpose of bothering truck drivers and passengers by subjecting their cargoes to exhaustive searches, as former Congressman Bob Barr wrote back in November. Drivers were also recruited to become snitches under the auspices of See Something, Say Something, as Viper Team's Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response worked with the Tennessee Highway Patrol to oversee a process that has been criticized and is an alarming sign of internal checkpoints becoming commonplace in America.
Okay, now here's a question for you. So if they're going to do this First Observer Visible Intermodal See Something program,
doesn't customer service take a back seat?
Why are you choosing to roll it out in the terrorist hotbed of Tennessee? Wouldn't, like, New York, Los Angeles...
Big cities?
A target? You know, what, you know... So, gee, let's eliminate country music. Woo! You know, why are they focusing on Tennessee?
Well, but this one's in Indianapolis, but, because they open it up in Tennessee, you're right.
Yeah, they've got this program, they first started in Tennessee, then the See Something was in Tennessee.
Seems
the
odd.
The Viper program was in Tennessee.
Well...
What's up in Tennessee?
And apparently they've given the green light to increase their funding. Viper teams, or Viper, who conducted over 9,300 unannounced checkpoints last year alone, will also be very much in evidence at the Super Bowl this weekend. According to TSA, Super Bowl fans may encounter TSA Visible Intermodal Prevention Response Viper teams at local transportation venues, including commercial and general aviation facilities and mass transit.
Will they be driving Vipers?
No.
That'd be expensive.
TSA,
it's government funded.
Yesterday denied a report
out of it.
WPRI that full body scans will be used on fans entering the stadium, but reiterated that they would. Oh, sorry about that.
Whoa, they're going to do the full body scan thing at the Super Bowl? Madonna's the halftime imitation. Entertainment. What?
I don't care for that. Close the door.
Maybe he's going to vacuum.
Oh, he's being polite?
He's vacuuming now.
Oh, I feel bad now.
You're a jerk. You always have, and you always will
be. I thought he was done vacuuming, okay? I didn't know.
You're just king
jerk. I thought he was done vacuuming. Strike five, K-Man. All right, 9 short minutes away from Dr. Ren's current events. Here's the story. Oh, you're listening to WNRBLP Wash 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio.
Yay.
So, before they get into the stadium, You know, the house that Peyton Manning built.
I need to bring those ding-ding bells.
Before they get into the stadium, let's stop them before they get into the venue. These hot dog vendors, these fast food vendors are there for a reason, to provide great customer service and quality pork products to those who will buy them.
So
their job is not to keep an eye out for suspected terrorists.
A one-hour class makes you a terrorist professional?
Yes. Clearly, these people are not trained for this. They're implying, they're alienating the very principle of being someone that can detect a suspected or would-be terrorist. This is a mockery of the process of stopping and eliminating terrorism. We do not get fast food people. No offense to those who work in fast food. Clearly, you're working fast food for a reason. And I'm not trying to be cruel here.
It has nothing to do with being fast.
No. So they're supposed to just ignore their responsibilities as fast food vendors at the Super Bowl. And they're supposed to start watching out for behavioral patterns of those who could potentially cause issues and harm, bodily harm, to Americans that are at the Super Bowl. This sounds like a ridiculous idea, and I can't believe that we're funding this sort of situation.
So are they allowed to do bad things to, like, Canadians who show up?
Well, I
think...
if
they're here illegally.
You could potentially...
But it's only here to protect Americans.
I think clearly...
Oh. Canadians who show up are kind of on their
Canadians.
Own.
I think clearly... We need to just calm down here and not worry about training the hot dog vendors. If
some of us are calm.
The hot dog, I am not, because A, I was wrong about the gentleman who closed the door, and I feel bad about that. But
and
B,
you're a jerk.
The K-Man is on strike 7 right there, one for every dwarf. But now I get to hear about how America is now resorting to having hot dog vendors and other fast food vendors keep an eye out for would-be
But to be fair,
terrorists.
Have you ever gone to airport and watched the TSA folk?
Well, they like to strip search everyone.
Well, but have you?
I need to go there now.
I mean,
most of them are not hot babes, K-Man.
I don't need to go there anymore.
But to be honest, you know, fast food worker, TSA worker, I'm not. You know, it's like a peer thing.
Do you think there's not much of a difference? Is there only a fine line between a hot dog vendor and a TSA employee?
The uniforms are the same.
Are they? I don't know where we got this idea. That's what cameras are for. That's what highly trained, skilled workers are for.
That's what carry concealed permits are for.
Stop them from getting in. Stop them from getting in. If we're relying on thousands of food vendors to stop these would-be terrorists from killing and maiming and destroying.
You're doing something very wrong.
Well, when you rely on someone that's selling something that has lips and you know what else in them.
Behinders?
We don't have much of a shot here. Let's be honest here. We don't have much of a shot. You know, they're there to put mustard and ketchup and possibly relish, but perhaps
special
actually,
sauce.
They don't
maybe
even do
mayonnaise.
That. They don't. Have you been to a football stadium?
Yeah,
they
you do it all yourself,
it's,
and then you put it on yourself.
Some assembly required.
Which I'd
when
prefer
you buy
that
it.
Anyway, to be honest with
make
you.
Make it drowned in ketchup.
They do make very good hot dogs at stadiums. I just don't understand the point where we're at in America, where the terrorists have gotten. They've gotten into the stadium at this point. They're in. You know, they're who knows how close to Tom Brady and Giselle. They could be 40
oh, no.
feet away from Giselle. Giselle ain't eating a hot dog anyway. If she does, let's face it, she's going to throw it up 5 minutes later. No offense to Giselle, but Giselle, you keep that figure somehow. Clearly, you're not eating hot dogs. And if you are, they're gone. Quickly.
Two words. Airbrush.
Well, that's true. That's true, but she clearly is a very attractive lady. So fans attending the game will be subjected to a full body pat-down. And have been warned that most items being brought into the Lucas Oil Stadium will be confiscated. So if Peyton Manning shows up with his neck brace, it may be confiscated.
He might have a bomb in there.
By me saying that his neck brace would be confiscated, clearly, I am saying there might be something wrong with his neck brace, K-Man.
No bomb?
You know, he may never play again.
Probably in his backyard.
Have we reached that conclusion? I mean, he might play flag football.
Well, let's get him on the phone.
Good call, K-Man. Get the producer of Conversation Digest in here. We'll talk to him or her. I don't even know. Is there a producer a girl or a guy?
I've never seen him.
Dr. Ren, any preferences?
I think Email Mary should be...
The confliction asked about Email Mary a couple weeks ago. Well, that was back in... November, was that?
Yeah, we were actually, I was helping a friend move, and we were listening to the radio, your rerun last week, and it was the confliction episode where you were discussing the long absence of Email Mary.
Well, she might return, and I haven't heard from Email Mary in a long time, and I'm not sure what happened. So up in just a few short moments.
Maybe since we're talking about next week, we'll probably get like a flood of emails from her.
Possibly.
It'll be awful.
I will be able to make it next week for conversation. Here, okay.
And we do have a listener from Oklahoma.
Excellent. Any anger yet so far?
Not happy with the cricket.
Well, it's not. It's the K-Man's fault.
I know it
is. If he would stop doing that, then we wouldn't have to do the cricket.
He said something. We're just in awe
of his ridiculous nature of his lack of. No offense, K-Man, but you're not in rare form tonight.
Oh, well, lack of intelligence all around in my brain.
Completely. So, in just a few short moments, Dr. N's current events. Also, we're going to go back to this discussion about hot dog. Hot dog sellers that are trained to watch out for terrorists, apparently.
Or maybe they're just doing this article.
It's a false
story. So that the terrorists think, oh my God, I have to watch out for hot dog vendors.
Like, they'll be like, mucka, mucka, mucka. There are no. I don't even know what they. That was in that South Park episode of Osama bin Laden. He spoke like that. So just. I was parodizing a parody, Kate.
Well, if we're here next week.
Well, what? There's nothing. What? So there is an announcement that we're going to be making in the next couple of weeks pertaining to the overall scheduling of Conversation Digest as well as the Friday Night Lullaby Explosion with a K-Man. We're not going to make that announcement tonight because whatever. I'm not going to alleviate your mystery. You know, Scooby-Doo, they don't unmask the person that's doing the crime within the first 5 minutes of the episode. They wait. So just wait.
Well, it's always obvious. I was like, old man, whatever.
Yeah, the one that always says, you know, if it wasn't for those kids, I would have gotten away with it and made at least $1,000 profit on this scheme. So we'll make that announcement in the next coming weeks. Big news, really it is. Suffice to say, Conversation Digest will still be on the air in its entirety. And we'll still be doing the live portion. We'll still be doing the archived or the vintage portion. All that. K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion will still be on the air. But we're going to tell you what exactly is going on. So
is it still, because of this TSA hot dog thing, does it need to be K-Man's Lullaby?
Oh, you're right.
Because?
Deactivated explosion. Right. Like in that Hurt Locker. K-Man, we're going to have to get that Hurt Locker guy on here and see what he thinks about your explosion on Friday nights.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Okay, right now at this time every week, Dr. Rent's current events on WNRBLP's Conversation Digest. Still feel bad about getting angry about that door being shut. Just being a nice guy.
Unless he's trying to steal my shirt.
No, he pulled your shirt over there, Dr. Rent.
Now, he is a nice guy, isn't he?
Oh, the confliction just put a play in for Words with Friends. Okay, each and every week at this time, I destroy the K-Man in Dr. Ren's current events.
Not every time.
All right, at least 75% of the time. Okay, and we're off.
So who's teeing up first here?
K-Man can go because he lost last time in a landslide victory for me.
K-Man, in our local category, what sporting event is going on this weekend in the greater Wausau area?
Oh, he won't know.
Oh, I had that for a second, but then you said the Wausau area.
He won't know this. Unless it's beach volleyball with girls.
I want to guess something with curling.
Oh, gosh.
That's my answer.
I'm going to give him a half point.
Can I steal for the entire point?
If you can, I mean, he'll still get the half, but...
Okay, it's the Badger State Games.
Woo-hoo. Oh, they have curling. I should have known. The signs are up all over the place.
Well, isn't that only one of about 20 events?
Well, they...
So he should only get up 20th of a point, shouldn't he?
There's only, like... They went down to, like, 10 or... But the fact that he actually knew one, you have to admit, is kind of neat. So...
Yes. You made him feel good about himself.
But since you got the full game, or since you got... I'll give you the first chance at the bonus follow-up.
Okay.
What local agency now owns the right to the Badger State Games? They are now locally owned. By whom?
JCPenney.
You want to give it a wag?
Which was a ridiculous guess, and I was just joking, but...
Ugh. I really have no idea. I don't even know what to guess.
The Central Wisconsin Convention and Visitors Bureau actually owns the Badger State Games.
Interesting. Now. That I did not know. And clearly, the K-Man did not either.
This is one that... Well, now we're going to test the condition's memory.
It's that of an 80-year-old.
A sporting venue for what sport is going to be built in Wausau this year, and it is going to be the largest venue of its kind in the country?
Oh, curling. Ooh. On a street. Well, I won't go any further.
Okay.
Which I'm very excited about, by the way. Now, you know I don't get excited about things like that. The whole 400 block, but this excites me.
And how many sheets of ice will this new massive curling...
Do you mean how many lanes, or...
Basically, how many events could they handle simultaneously?
I would say 8.
And you would be right on the nose.
Hello, Dolly! Sorry, K-Man, you're going down. K-Man's going down. Down, down, down.
Okay, so with your 3-0 lead, we'll go ahead and throw State over to you.
Did you hear that ding?
Yep, and it's not a ding. Nope, nope. The answer was curling. Mrs. Red guessed ice hockey. Okay, State question. Going to the condition. Who announced this week that they are going to be running against Senator Pam Galloway?
What is wrong with you, K-Man?
That's for you.
It's your question.
No, I know, but I was just disgusted with that noise he was making.
I was trying to block a certain noise.
So what Democrat this week announced that, assuming there's a recall election, they will run against Senator Pam Galloway?
Is it my favorite man in the world, Dave Obie?
It is not.
Oh.
Want to try to steal?
I got nothing.
It is Assemblyperson Donna Seidel.
I have no idea. I did not know that.
We talked about it a little bit before the show tonight.
I had some...
And I accidentally gave away the bonus follow-up. She's an Assemblyperson, so...
Oh, well,
now,
I'll
so going
take
to
that.
You now, speaking of recalls, two different Democrats have announced their eagerness to run against Governor Walker in the, if there is such a recall. Give me either one.
Oh, crap.
That is one of the names of the Democrats.
I don't know either one.
Maybe that's...
So, do you have any idea who the competition might be?
Maybe that one. Maybe the answer to that would be Dave Obie. No?
You have Kathleen Falk, who was the former Dane County executive, and State Senator from Janesville, Tim Cullen. Those are the two people who have expressed an interest in running for governor. So, instead of national, we're going international, because there's two really good international questions. Because K-Man's behind, we'll give him a chance to catch up.
He's got dumps like a truck.
Soccer riots turned deadly this week in what country?
K-Man's a soccer mom. He'll know this.
I think I read this, too.
You mean you saw a video of it on the Colbert Report? I'm going to clean house tonight, Dr. Run. I know the answer.
It's working. Already 3.5.
Yeah, it's already not looking good for the K-Man.
Brain ain't working, braining.
K-Man.
This is not my finest hour.
Squeaky.
Or finest year so far.
Okay,
up.
The condition for the steal.
The steal?
At least my last checking via the internet... With 86 deaths and thousands of injuries, Egypt.
Egypt, and you got the bonus follow-up, because I was going to ask how many people died.
K-Man, you're going down, no offense. I mean, I hope when we play curling when it comes to town, I don't destroy you that badly in that game. But you
and
don't
now,
play curling, by the way,
you
just curl.
Already got a 5.5-point lead.
That's just a slaughter.
Here's your question so you can go like on the victory lap, as they would say.
Recently,
a luxury cruise liner... ran aground in what country?
Oh, crap.
Tipped over. Killed many people.
You know, and I read about this a dozen times, and how do I not know this? Was that Egypt too?
No, that was
Italy.
Italy.
I guess it had to be on the Nile, wouldn't it? To be.
And tell you what. Tell you what I'll do.
Oh, gosh.
Although the score is 5-1.5.
Yeah.
I will call it a tie if you give me the name of the ship.
Gilligan, little buddy. I bet you won't get this right. Actually, K-Man's more like Skipper,
is
but.
Tippy McGee?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know the name.
I have no idea.
I don't even know the country. It's the Costa Concordia.
Okay, man. That's what you call your car.
So, 5-1.5, the condition.
Da, 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 da. I do feel
happy I stole one question.
Okay, man. You played as bad as the Packers defense did in the game against the Giants this year in the divisional playoffs of the NFL playoffs.
With the NFL, with the football?
Yeah.
They were footballing?
Well, Dr. Ren, are you surprised how badly I beat the K-Man?
Well, I will say that had you not gotten the curling question right after we talked about that quite a bit last week, it would have been an automatic loss.
And I was very...
Because he didn't know that this curling thing was this $3 million that they've already got the money for. They did fundraising, and they've already got the money
Holy
to build
crap.
It. The city was going to extend the street, and he's like, wow, it's going to be in Wausau. Yes, world class. They're already going to have the state tournaments, international tournaments, Olympic trials.
On Kent Street, right?
On Kent Street.
Right
blocks,
in the middle of town.
Blocks from, you know, people that we know where they live.
Yeah. Jerks. So, something froze up here.
I'm going to go curl.
I look forward to it. K-Man, I don't even know how to fix this. Something's going on wrong here.
So right now,
on Conversation Digest, what we'll do is just a few short days ago, Groundhog's Day. Huh?
11 minutes.
Yesterday.
To the top of the hour?
And then a half hour.
Yeah, okay. Another
Are
40.
You sweating?
Ugh, yeah.
That's a huge pit stain.
another 40 minutes of the
That's
verbal...
That's why we don't have a live webcam in the studio.
I do want to think about that someday, though, for WNBLP.
Pit stains?
Podcasts, K-Man, or the webcam studio. Studio webcam.
We had it at the old station at the tech.
Really?
I don't think we knew how to... I don't think we ever turned it on, but it was a really expensive... Full room
I wonder where that's at these days.
Oh, then they'll see us flipping each other off all the time.
K-Man. See, the K-Man gorging himself on a huge sandwich while he's in the studio, which he does not do. I'm just joking.
We have 17 listeners?
No, we have two. But right now on Conversation Digest, the Groundhog Day was officially...
What day?
The Groundhog Day.
And which one was that again?
Yesterday.
Woohoo!
That was just yesterday. So right now on Conversation Digest, per the typical reaction to a holiday, well, at least one, we had a debunking of Thanksgiving turkey comic strips. We're going to do that right now for the debunking of, gosh dang it.
Did you break it again?
Is there hair on the thing?
That's probably from the K-Man's greasy skull. No offense.
Put it on the piece of paper.
You're
Maybe
offensive.
Maybe it doesn't like laminate.
Desk is already falling apart. Right now,
what are you doing?
Stuff. Worst show ever because of me. I apologize, America.
Hey, it's not my fault this time.
I just said I apologize, America, implying that it was my fault, not yours.
I said it wasn't my fault.
I know, and I agreed with you. It's my fault.
Even though I have 15
Also,
strikes.
After we debunk the Groundhog Day comics, we're going to talk about what's wrapped in peanut butter and chocolate and gets arrested. No clues on this one for you, sir K-Man.
Okay,
what's
thanks.
Wrapped in peanut butter and chocolate?
Or at least drenched. Okay, all of
Sandwiches?
These... No, you're not supposed to guess, K-Man. I'm just giving you a clue, and you can think about it. So these are all comics by an artist named Mark Parisi. The first one, and this is a segment of holiday debunking. We're debunking holiday comic strips. None of them are by Charles Schulz or Chuck Davis or
you know
whatever.
What?
So the
whole thing I don't understand about Groundhog's Day. So if he sees his shadow 6 more weeks of winter, right?
So yeah.
The sun would be out and
so,
be warm.
So that puts us through like the middle of March. Okay? If he doesn't see his shadow, spring is right around the corner. Which would be like, what?
4 weeks.
Middle of March.
So we're only talking a matter of 2 weeks.
It's not even this matter. In Wisconsin, if you have spring in the middle of March...
Summer's going to be very warm.
So either way, in Wisconsin, 6 more weeks of winter is spring right around the corner. Anyway.
Well, no.
Your feature.
Well, okay, so this one, offthemark.com by Mark Parisi. The groundhog is in a hole, looking his cute little face and half of his body out of the hole, and he's being encompassed by the shadow of not him, but rather of a large carnivorous animal, probably a wolf. And...
Oh, and I know exactly how you're going to debunk this one already.
Because what he says, or rather what he thinks, which is implied by those little bubbles, it's a thought. It's like in Garfield. Garfield doesn't say things, but he thinks things. But the groundhog is saying, or rather thinking, this is by Mark Parisi. I guess the good news is it's definitely not my shadow. Well, okay, I understand, Mark Parisi, that what you're saying is we should be thinking this is funny because it's obviously the shadow of a wolf or a large dog, a carnivorous animal that's going to devour the groundhog. But be that as it may, it's not his shadow, but could his shadow not be covered up the shadow of the wolf?
How is he not in the shadow?
But the dog is, or the wolf is.
I mean...
Oh, why is he not dark?
In the shadow?
Okay, I guess that's the way I should have gone. But he says, okay, and you're right about that, Dr. Ren, is...
Sun, wolf.
No, I don't want to debunk
this.
The wolf
is like 10 feet away,
at least. Okay, man, no offense, but we don't need to talk about... No, he doesn't need to be 10 feet away.
He's not right above him.
But we don't need to be talking about the physics of a shadow for crying out
loud. He's looking somewhere else.
But what I agree with you, Dr. Ren, really, he should be in the shadow as well. But what I'm getting at is maybe the wolf's... Or the carnivorous dogs, whatever it is. It could be Willipop, for all I know, my sweet little mini schnauzer. I don't think she would eat the groundhog, but she might try to choke him a little.
I mean, somebody could have spray-painted that on the grass just to
scare the groundhog.
Yeah, just to mess with him.
But couldn't his shadow still be being shown? Couldn't he still be seeing a shadow? It's just that the funny thing would have been, you know what would have been funny about this?
Two different light sources?
If they had showed...
Back and to the left?
Came in, we're not talking about JFK's assassination. Well, what would have been funny here is if they showed the shadow of the groundhog in the shadow of the carnivorous beast.
In the mouth area?
Yes. No, it came in at the bottom.
If they would have moved the whole shadow so he was located in the jaws.
Exactly.
The jaws were open.
Wouldn't that be more funny?
That would have been cool.
I don't know that Mark...
I'll give you that. That would have
been...
Well, but the thing is, that would have been on the mark then.
That would have been. And then this guy... yeah, because that would have been more funny. I'll tell you what... Did you know, Dr. Ren, when the condition was a child, he wanted to not only be a judge, a pig farmer, the president of the United States of America?
Ooh, that could be what I saw on the way to the studio. There is a dead groundhog up on Franklin
Street.
Oh,
it's depressing.
About the 1400 block.
Well, I also wanted to be a cartoonist.
His death shadow looking at him then.
Okay, 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Now, another one we're going to debunk. It's a holiday comic strip debunked, offthemark.com by Mark Parisi. I'm not sure that restraining orders apply to shadows is what the judge is saying to the groundhog. I don't even know how to debunk this except for to say it's stupid. It's a dumb thing. The groundhog doesn't care. He's in the ground. What does he care if it's winter or not?
And why is there no shadow in the courtroom? Because
yeah. So does like that mean that there is
omnidirectional light diffused?
Oh, good call, K-Man. Is that what it does?
Yeah, but look, there are shadows, though, in the woodwork of the bench.
Yeah?
So one would assume, based on these shadows, that the light source is coming from down here.
I don't think this guy graduated from cartooning school.
I just think that this guy's a horrible cartoonist. I mean, I don't think that they would even let him in the Daily Herald. No offense, Daily Herald. So I'm not even going to... I can't debunk this anymore. I know I'm an expert.
The guy's doing a good job himself.
I mean, yes. Offthemark.com. He clearly is off the mark. Another one, offthemark.com. We're debunking another holiday cartoon. This time it's Groundhog's Day. Is Groundhog's Day actually a holiday?
Not really.
Well, define holiday.
Eh, something that is... I guess I don't even know.
If you're a federal employee, you still have to go to work.
Well, what is the definition of a holiday? Can we check that, K-Man?
That's when a federal employee gets paid to stay home.
I would like to get paid to stay home. Not from Conversation Digest. I love doing Conversation Digest. Okay, another one here. Clearly, it's Punxsutawney Phil, offthemark.com. Another one by Mark Parisi.
Definition of holiday. A day of festivity or recreation when no work is done.
Well, that's every day for you, K-Man. No offense.
And technically, the whole premise of Groundhog Day is the groundhog has to work.
Yeah, because he has to get up
the
there.
The only day he has to work.
Okay, another one by Mark Parisi.
Oh, no, that one I like.
How the Grinch stole Groundhog Day, and the Grinch is at his dining room table, I suppose.
Breakfast nook.
Well, no, K-Man, a breakfast nook.
It's a cave. It's a snow igloo cave. It's white, and it's cave-shaped.
But the cave, okay, but no, but the problem I have, okay, K-Man, I already had an issue with this comic strip, because I kind
of
like it.
Now, isn't there, like, some type of copyright infringement?
Yeah, I would imagine so, but also, he's not at a breakfast nook, Dr. Rent. That's what K-Man called that. I'm not trying to be mean tonight, K-Man. I'm just saying that's clearly not a breakfast nook. Also, you do not drink wine with Groundhog. Groundhog is a whiskey meat.
Maybe even beer if need be.
Well, look at the color in the glass, though. Maybe it is whiskey and he just didn't have any whiskey glasses.
Well, then that's something else that we should debunk. He shouldn't be.
I've never seen brown wine.
Okay, but again, Dr. Rent, that's another mistake by Mark Parisi.
I've owned my iPhone.
Dr. Rent tried expanding the size of the comic strip like he would on his iPhone. But you would not drink whiskey in a wine glass. So, Mark Parisi, you have failed us once again. We have done 3 Groundhog Day comic strips. Wow. We've debunked all of them. It is kind of a neat comic. I would agree with
that. What year is that from? Because that computer looks... Oh, no, that's not a computer. That's cash.
It's cash in a briefcase.
I'd take that.
What's the guy saying? I want to see that.
Okay, and here's another one by Mark Parisi, offthemark.com. Sun or clouds, he's saying this to the groundhog. Sun or clouds, you'll see your shadow. Got it? And the guy that's giving him the cash full, the attaché case full of cash, Larry's snow shovels and road salt. So,
gold.
So Larry, you're willing to give a whole suitcase full of cash for 2 more weeks worth of work.
Even if
doesn't
he's
sound
lying,
like a good business decision.
Just because the groundhog's lying doesn't mean that gonna have more snow.
Well, how can he just create a figmentational shadow? He can't just say shadow. Oh no, according to the comic, the cartoon about the groundhog, he could just summon his shadow. Oh, and Dr. Rent, I apologize, just shined a light on me and we saw the conditioned shadow, which means we have one more half hour
and
of
then,
Conversation Digest.
And then you got scared and ran away.
If we hadn't seen my shadow, Conversation Digest would have been over, but I saw my shadow. One more half hour of Conversation Digest live. Okay, right. Dr. Rennett just kind of burned out. What happened? Top of the hour?
Top of the hour, but...
You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau, 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
Yeah, top message on there.
Oh. I like that. That's a good message.
Third person.
Wow.
Ooh.
Fourth person, you tool.
No, he's talking in third person.
Okay, so here's another thing.
Do you want to hand me a random CD so I'm ready?
Yeah, in 20 minutes we're going to have the Potpourri Grab Bag Topic of the Week. And the Grab Bag Topic of the Week segment has actually been transformed into a Grab Bag CD, but we're still going to call it Grab Bag Topic of the Week. K-Man grabs a bunch of CDs, he grabs one CD, hands it to Dr. Rent. Dr. Rent grabs the name of a song or a track from the CD, and then that's our topic for the Grab Bag Topic of the Week.
One of our listeners will
appreciate this. And then...
I will give you a hint. The genre of music. It's part of the children's collection.
Could make for an interesting Grab Bag Topic of the Week.
I don't know if I get who he's talking about at all.
Okay, so the Cuber, the where were we at? Where were we at, K-Man, besides Cartman singing Poker Face?
What do you mean?
Not Poker Face.
It's the start of a new half hour, yo.
All right, so before we go any further, I would like to thank our underwriting sponsors, all 7 of them currently. Thanks go out to all of them for being wonderful underwriting sponsors. With their donations, we are able to pay pay for much needed to be paid business expenses. Lord Chiropractic of Allied Health Chiropractic Center, Blong Yang Farmers Insurance Agency, Wayne's. Oh, that's good. He just resigned. Wayne Searing Insurance. See the date there came in. Wayne Searing Insurance, Hmong Quality Home Care, Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store, as well as Cha Vang Tax Services. Thanks again to all those wonderful underwriting sponsors for helping us to continue our broadcasting of this wonderful broadcast facility at
with
the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association in the... We don't know which organ this would represent in the scheme of things. Are you going to let our third or fourth guest in?
Is he here?
I don't know.
I'm not going to walk out there and he's not going to be there.
All right. Okay, so back to this issue. Before we get to the grab bag topic, the potpourri grab bag topic of the week, you know, we already debunked enough of those Groundhog Day comics. I don't think we need to do it. We did that one to death, didn't we, Dr. Wren? But, you know, the artist depiction of Barack Hussein Obama standing in front of all of the other presidents in American history while he's got his right foot on what is the Constitution on the ground. And clearly what the guys...
I've thought about this. Count the number of people.
There's a lot more than 40.
Isn't there, though?
Yeah, so I think maybe he's saying that could those possibly be members of the cabinet? I don't know.
Powdered wigs?
So, you know, clearly he's saying, the artist is saying, you know, James Madison, oh, you've got your foot. He's not even saying. James Madison's bowing towards the Constitution, really insinuating, oh, Obama, you've got your foot on the Constitution, you're trampling all over it. Clearly that's what's being said here. He says he doesn't know if he wants to paint it because it could be too controversial. What good artist has ever been too worried to paint a painting? When was the last time that happened? It doesn't happen. If you're an artist, you paint whether you think it's controversial or not. I don't understand the whole point of painting. Yes. And, you know, whether someone agrees with this painting or not, I tend to agree with it completely. That right foot on that Constitution, clearly that's what's happening. But a lot of people would disagree with me, which is fine. Conversation Digest is not here for really educating or speaking dogmatically. It's just to entertain. So in the house right now, stuffing his fat face with Burger King, we got Michael E. Bowman, who's the host of the Country Porch Meets presents Hollywood Sludge.
Country Porch Meets Hollywood Sludge.
On Sunday nights from, 8:30 to 10 o'clock sharp? Michael E. Bowman, have you made the announcement of your pending launching towards another... Well, we're not going to try to pass it off as a live program when that's going on, BK Whopper. K-Man, I think we have found...
Whatever happened to the BK Triple Whopper? I went in there like 6 months ago, and
you can order...
I ordered a number 3, and that's not what I got. I was not amused.
Well, can't you order an additional patty or not?
You can, but, you know, that's not the point.
Did you get a $100 gift card for that this year? I never asked. I don't think you ever told me if you did or not.
Well, I got a $50 gift card for Christmas, and then I got a $100 gift card for helping somebody move.
Oh, my goodness. The gift that keeps giving. Okay, so the earlier question was on Conversation Digest, what's wrapped in peanut butter and chocolate and gets arrested later on? It's probably something from a Reese's situation.
Look, right next to it, they actually have the commercial for a Reese's.
And every time I eat a peanut butter cup, I'm going to be thinking about this clown, and I'm going to throw up.
Well, technically, if he's covered in chocolate and peanut butter, is he by definition naked?
Well, it depends on what part's showing, I suppose. The smoking gun since 1997. I don't care how long you've been around smoking gun. I don't care. Cops bust naked burglar covered in chocolate peanut butter. How did this happen?
Now, is this hard-hitting news, or I don't give a crap?
This is just both. It's just this. It's the barrage of insanity that is the second hour.
So it's hard-hitting crap.
I think so. Hard-hitting crap on Conversation Digest. Well, K-Man, we'd have to do that and the I don't give a crap moment of the week. You know what? Dr. Wright, you just gave us a great idea. Not... K-Man, his mind isn't working tonight. From now on, this will be the hard-hitting crap moment of the week, whereby we'll have to commence to combine those two sounders.
I'll just play it a couple more times.
All right. February 3rd, a naked burglar covered in chocolate and peanut butter was arrested early Tuesday after workers found him inside a Kentucky supermarket. That guy's only 22. He looks older than me. Andrew Toothman covered in chocolate and peanut butter and teeth. Yeah. 22, he was collared by state police troopers who responded to a 9/11 or 911 call from the Food World IGA Mark in the city of Neon. Population 770.
They probably all know him.
Pictured in the above mugshot. Thank you. What is this stupid smoking gun?
Look, notice they can't even afford a normal ruler. They have to put 6 foot magic marker on a brick wall.
Idiots. Where's all the peanut butter and chocolate?
They probably washed it off of him. So when they put him up against the wall, he wouldn't get it all over it.
This is probably after he came out of the detention cell, and you know, the other cellmates were hungry.
Well, apparently he was wearing black boots, but Toothman was...
And then he wasn't naked.
Only wearing a pair of black boots, had peanut butter and chocolate smeared all over.
Where was he wearing the boots?
In the IGA.
On his feet.
Oh, his feet.
Troopers noted that the store's front door was busted out. Busted out? And that several fire extinguishers had been discharged. Was he trying to wash himself off? Peanut butter and chocolate was also spread on the market's floor in the manager's office.
I think he just put it all on him and then slid down the aisles.
Well, wait a minute. It was in the manager's office. That's criminal insubordination. Clearly, he's doing this to go against the man. This is to show the man. But the most bizarre bit of vandalism investigators reported involved NyQuil, the popular cold and flu remedy. There was NyQuil on the floor that spelled out sorry. According to the February 2 citation, Toothman admitted to breaking into the market, troopers noted. The Kentuckian is being held in the Letcher County Jail in lieu of $25,000 bond. So here he is, the Kentuckian. He's being held in Letcher County. Not only does he say he's sorry with the word sorry written out in NyQuil.
Which is a waste of a perfectly legal narcotic.
Well, why did he choose NyQuil?
Probably was right next to him.
Have you ever spilled NyQuil? If it was the real stuff, the good stuff, the green stuff, that don't come out.
I suppose. So his apology, you don't destroy something. If that doesn't come out, it's going to stay on the floor, you might as well just say, look, we're going to replace those tiles. You don't say sorry by vandalizing, you stooge clown. Toothman
is
22.
Well, he was covered in chocolate and peanut butter.
Well, why? There's no motive given. Why did he do the chocolate and peanut butter all over himself? There's no motivation in that.
If given a chance, would you dump peanut butter and chocolate all over yourself?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Because I think I might.
Is there some sort of a weird fetish going on here with chocolate and peanut butter?
Does it slide down a grocery store aisle?
Does he think he came up with a brand new idea?
Well, then that's what you need olive oil for. Peanut butter's... Was it crunchy? Because that would...
Actually, that reminds me of a movie I saw with Thomas Hardy, who will be Bane in the new Batman Dark Knight film, where he was a criminal.
Dark Knight Rises.
He was the most famous... Yeah, Kingman, part of this wasn't me asking what the new one's called.
Oh, I'm saying it anyway.
I'm just talking about Thomas Hardy. So he's a criminal. He's the most famous criminal in Britain, and he lathers himself up in butter whenever he knows that the guards are going to come after him. So is this the reason why this guy maybe did this? So that, because see what the butter does is they can't grab, it's like a wet, oily pig.
Well, yeah,
you know,
is it something that, is it legal for wide receivers to do that?
I think so.
They should.
So he's lathering himself in. I mean, does he want to have cartoon getaway music on while he's slipping out of the arms, out of the grasp of the cops while he's wearing peanut butter and chocolate? What chocolate? What chocolate is he wearing? Is it chocolate chips or bars or what?
It would have to be syrup, otherwise you can't wear it.
They should have gotten a picture of him dressed in it.
No, because the peanut butter would act as an adhesive. The peanut butter would actually get the chocolate to stick on him.
But then it wouldn't be smeared, because it had...
No, it just says covered. It doesn't say smeared, did it?
It
could just be referring to peanut butter, though.
But it says the chocolate was smeared also. Considering the source, it could just be bad reporting.
K-Man, get his attorney on, would you please, Toothman's? Also,
okay, 1 second.
With a name like that, I can understand why he turned to crime. Toothman. Get him on the phone now. Toothman's attorney. That is not his number, K-Man.
Oh.
That is Toothman's number.
Let me do it right, then.
I hope that he opens his mouth, Toothman. He has no teeth.
Hey, click on view the document.
I'm from Kentucky. I don't have no teeth, but I'm going to eat. I shouldn't say that my ancestors were from Kentucky. I'm not saying there's anything bad about Kentucky. Okay, so here's the uniform citation. Commonwealth of what? Kentucky's a commonwealth? He's from Kentucky. So he's got Toothman Andrew A.
And he's single, ladies.
Yes.
Ooh,
he's a catch. He was born March 11th. Oh, his birthday's coming up. I dare someone in this room, including Michael E. Bowman, to send him a birthday card with, and it'll
add some like Hershey's
add
chocolate
peanut butter and chocolate to the wish list. Send it to Toothman, and he will have a wonderful birthday.
Sounds like a supervillain. Just it's Toothman,
and yet we don't see what his teeth look like. So he's from Neon. He was arrested January 31st, 2012. And how tall have we got this guy at?
6'11"?
5'11".
I like how clearly they're saying, well, he's arrested. It's huge written, arrested. Court location.
All caps.
Letcher District. I was dispatched to a... Okay, this cop's got horrible handwriting. I was dispatched to... Well, he would have a Kentuckian accent, so we'll do this with...
He's spelling things right.
I say, I was dispatched to a complaint at above subject in considerance, residence. Whose leg did I just touch? I'll say I was informed by dispatch above. Subject had went to, oh gosh. All right, clear. Okay. To Food World IGA. Dispatch received a call from workers at East World Food World IGA stunting a mala. Subject was naked and had broken into the store. Upon, gosh dang.
Something.
It. Call his attorney. Okay, man, call the cop that wrote this, please.
Okay, give me a second.
Call the cop that wrote this. Tell him to give us a typed version because I cannot read this. Stunting a mafia. Subject was naked and had broken into the store upon a driving ATA, the scene trapper. Joe Dials located the above male subject respectfully. Made wearing only...
Nude.
A pair of black boots inside the stace.
Store.
The above subject had peanut butter and chocolate smeared all over his person upon looking through the stale.
A store.
The front door was washbuckled.
Busted out.
Okay, I thought it was washbuckled.
Well, I like that a lot better.
I say, there was NyQuil in the floor that spelled out Sarah.
Yeah, but he didn't do the big Q.
Oh, yeah.
big N, small Y, big Q.
There were several Phil E. Exting... extinguishers that had been discharged and peanut butter and chocolate.
Uh-oh.
All over written over the bottom line of this document.
Holy cow.
All right, thank you, officer, arresting officer, because I can really...
Officer handwriting, everyone.
Did you get officer handwriting on the phone?
No, he couldn't...
Oh, wait a minute, there's more. Scroll down.
Do we have any pictures again of Toothman?
I think one picture is enough for Toothman.
Bowman, do you understand that in Obama's America, which you love, right? You're a true citizen of Obama's America. This stuff's just becoming more and more common. Comments?
I say.
You seem to forget that back during the Revolution, Britanniers were tarred and feathered. They weren't necessarily committing crimes.
Can you speed it up? Pick it up. We only have 15 more minutes. Plus the... Topic of the week is coming up in about 5 minutes. I say, continue,
so. My thoughts ended at that point.
And how?
Michael E. Bowman, hard-hitting question. Would you cover yourself in peanut butter and chocolate if it meant you could possibly get away with a pathetic crime and with which is only considered a misdemeanor because it's so low... Oh, sorry, Dr. Rent. Almost said low rent.
I would not... Only if it delighted a young filly would I get
so in other
wrapped
words,
up
you,
in
you would
peanut
do this
butter
in,
well,
and chocolate.
So you would do this in Pennsylvania, just not Kentucky.
I get it.
It's a Hershey joke. So Michael E. Bowman.
No, it's a Philadelphia joke.
Huh? Philadelphia.
Hey, ding, 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 he got one.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, dork.
Why is that? I don't get it.
Young filly. Philadelphia.
Yeah, but Hershey's in Pennsylvania. Chocolate.
Crickets?
No. Mrs. Wren doesn't like the crickets.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't do it.
Speaking of the crickets, Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly just died in 59. Was it 59?
He just died 59.
And he was in a band called the Crickets, and that was where the day the music died, so.
Do I have to do the crickets again?
Yes.
This one's for you, Bowman.
the music did not die. Do you understand that Michael E. Bowman just got the cricket effect? But Buddy Holly's music and Richie Valens's and Big Boppers, all the music continues to be played. The musicians died all over the airwaves.
When was the last time you heard a Buddy Holly song?
Just yesterday on the oldies station. Clearly, the only stations that play them are the oldies stations. Although, actually, in the loop, the loop on WNRBLP during the weeknights, there's at least one Buddy Holly song in there, isn't there?
Yeah, I forced it on.
Yeah.
It.
K-Man, the tech guy, put something in there for that, so. Okay, just a shoe. Just a short few moments away. I mean, we're done with this discussion with Toothman from Kentucky, who smathered himself open chocolate and peanut butter to evade the cops. And he wrote Sorry and NyQuil. And we're not going to talk about that anymore, but also the lack of constitutional respect with Barack Hussein Obama. The picture that almost wasn't painted because, oh, it was too controversial. It wasn't that controversial.
Guess the guy hasn't been on the internet that long.
Yeah, well, really, if he's been on the internet for 5 minutes, there's more controversy in 5 minutes of the internet, no matter where you're at, than in that picture that he painted there.
I thought you were going to say Conversation Digest. There's more controversy on controversy.
Well, we're here for entertainment, though.
Controversially.
You know, we don't really words. Take we don't really take sides in this show.
We take the right side, the correct.
No, we take the fun side.
That's also the correct side.
I guess. Vintage episodes of Conversation Digest, famousashtray.com, live streaming all over the world.
Except Denver.
Well, unless they got the internet back up, which I don't think we know for sure, but can I have someone check? K-Man, can I get you to call Denver and see if they have their internet back, please?
Oh, I was going to say I'll need Edison's death phone to
contact
John Denver.
Call Denver, find out if they have the internet back over there, and see if we... Is that a 5...
That's the number for Denver.
Is that a 555 number?
Apparently there's a couple of
asterisks.
Or is
that a 1-900 number?
Hello, this is John Elway.
Actually, I'd like to borrow the conditions phone to call a 1-900 number.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Can I call a 1-900 number?
XXX isn't a 1-900
vowel. 1-900, the condition?
The vowel you would get would be O.
That's what the ladies say. Okay, so just a few short moments away from the grab bag topic of the week on Conversation Digest. Remember, only 12 more minutes of live programming, at which point we go to the archived vintage portion of Conversation Digest each and every week. Keep in mind, in just a few short weeks, there will be a huge announcement about Conversation Digest as well as the Lullaby Explosion. We're not leaving. Neither one of us is dying unless something tragic happens. But I'm not going to tell you what it is until a short couple of weeks here. You don't tell me what to do,
so
man.
Basically, the next time you're on here live.
Actually, I believe next week we are on live, unless something happens with my scheduling.
Or you die.
Or I'm in the hospital. If I was in the hospital, I would do my dangdest to still be on the air. Because I love being on the air. Tonight's a bit rough.
We would have you call in. We would do our first ever Skyped episode of Conversation Digest.
You can see there being a legitimate reason. Who just hopped off?
I know who did that.
They've been off for a while.
No, there was three just a moment ago.
No, there wasn't.
What's wrong with people? So, okay, right now on Conversation Digest, let's cue the German midget. It's the grab bag topic of the week, each week at this time on Conversation Digest. That's almost as short. He's almost as short as the reign of the Third Reich.
Oh.
Actually, the Third Reich lasts longer than we realize, but what he did was he just grabbed...
1,000 years.
No.
That's what he wanted it to last.
But this was me, Berman.
All right, so right now on the grab bag topic of the week, Dr. Rent, what's the official grab bag topic of the week?
Cities with seagulls.
Should we... play that track? I think it'd be kind of a neat...
In the background? Number 15.
Cities with Seagulls. First thing that comes to mind, Michael E. Bowman.
Seagulls saving the crops in Utah in the 1800s.
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Is that a joke, Mitt Romney?
No, that is a real fact.
It may be a real fact, but it's... I mean, Wausau has seagulls. I think that's cool. We have seagulls.
Wausau does?
Yeah, go down Rib Mountain Drive in the summer months.
What is going on there? Why do we have seagulls?
We have seagulls. You've never seen a seagull in Wausau?
They're not too bright.
I think I've heard them. Well, okay, cities with seagulls. I'm thinking Atlantic City. I have no idea, but that's the first thought that comes to mind. The second thought is my uncle, may he rest in peace. I think he did this at least once. He took some food and he put a bunch of hot sauce into the food. And then he put it out for the seagulls. And it turned into quite the show. I mean, he was a great guy, but I mean, it was a... This song is horrible.
I'm told that Oklahoma City has seagulls.
Oklahoma City does.
No water.
Does Merrill, Wisconsin have seagulls or just rats and filth?
I've drove by there and I've seen them.
I can verify plover has seagulls.
Well, that's because all of those pools of pesticides.
This song is gut-wrenchingly bad.
It is.
It's a children's song album. None of them are going to be good.
Well, and none of those kids are going to
be happy.
End
I
up
didn't
being well-rounded.
The one right above it.
Springtime for Hitler.
Oh, you should have done that one.
Seagulls? Wait a minute. Cities with seagulls.
Cities with seagulls.
I'm thinking Boardwalk. I'm thinking the middle of summer.
Hey, where are the flock of seagulls from?
I'm also thinking of, what is it, Finding Nemo. In all of the
mine,
seagulls.
Mine.
And then, of course, the outcast of the seagulls. Yours. The non-materialistic seagull. Yours. Not mine.
I do know that if you feed a seagull once, you have a friend for life.
Yes.
They are from Liverpool, England.
Seagulls?
A flock of seagulls.
A flock of seagulls. So Liverpool must be another city with seagulls.
Oh, those beetles.
Well, how can they see in the fog? Which is a myth, I believe.
Well, I've seen seagulls in the winter when the river is over.
What are they thinking? They could be
I'm hungry.
They could be on a beach where it's nice and warm.
I'm taking this song out.
Do seagulls migrate?
K-Man, can we find out, please? Can we dial up their agent?
I figured I needed to stop that song first before anything else.
Yeah, that song was horrible. Dr. Wright, I think what we're going to have to do for this feature in the future...
Feature in the future.
I hope we find a song that's good, because that song was horrible.
I just go off of the song. Oh, by the way, look at the song title. It was number 15. Look at the title before it. I chose not to do that one.
Oh, that's something that Michael E. Bowman would probably
play.
Wait,
what was I supposed to look up?
Well, it was peanut butter and jam.
Migrates?
That I chose not.
Do they migrate?
Do seagulls migrate? And once a seagull moves to Wausau, does it stick? Does it stay?
I bet you. You know. Ooh, I know what I'm going to do this summer. Ah, the beloved 400 block. You're going to have a lot of crackers and
most gull species are migratory, with birds moving to warmer habitats during the winter, but the extent to which they migrate varies by species.
Seagulls or birds?
Seagulls are birds.
I don't see ostriches migrating very easily.
They just run.
They put their heads in
sand,
too.
And they get limited flying time.
An ostrich can fly?
In my brain. They just kind of glide a little bit. I don't know.
Michael E. Bowman, what are you up to these days besides...
Looking for seagulls.
Besides babes.
Well, I'm hosting the locally renowned What's Left on the Table Presents Country Porch, and What's Left on the Table Presents Hollywood Suds Sunday nights.
You said Hollywood Sudge.
On this very station.
Well, hold on a moment. Beep! Beep! You've set the precedent in the past, sir, with NFL Sundial. NFL Sundial. Keeping you from going on the airwaves on a Sunday night. The Super Bowl is on this Sunday. How could you be on the air if there is a Super Bowl?
We will have a vintage edition of both programs running from the same time, 8:30
you mean,
to 10.
You mean the one that was on back in April of last year?
No. What aired last Sunday night will air again this Sunday.
Well, then it's not vintage.
Well, time just needs to pass for something to become vintage.
There's no such vintage and rerun.
Well, in the way that today's culture matriculates through things, pop culture, something that happened a month ago is considered stale. So I figure something that's just right now 5 days old, in 2 days it'll be 7 days old, it kind of all be along that same pattern that it will be vintage already 7 days later. This is pop culture, Dr. Rhett. Get on board.
Oh. What is going on around here? All of a sudden, we've got people that are throwing Bauman's things.
Getting angry and getting ready to take out swords and start swinging around.
Kudos to our mine.
He did an amazing mine from Nemo imitation. Oh, really? Who did? I did or you did?
I don't know. I thought we were all doing it.
Who was? No, but he
said
but
yours.
Mrs. Wren said he had.
He said...
Yours?
Yeah. With
yours?
The non-materialistic
mine?
Seagull
mine?
Says, yours? Yours? He's giving everything away. Or they know they're going to die soon. The the suicidal seagull.
Take mine? It. I have nothing to live for. Take it. Take it.
That was a seagull right there.
All
right.
Once again, we'd love to thank our underwriting sponsors. Thanks go to them for...
For bearing with us.
Providing donations, dealing with the nonsense of our show and all the blessed programming of every other show on WNRBLP.
And some of it is blessed.
Some of it is.
Or is he not up there anymore?
Oh, is that the one that I emailed and doesn't email me back?
No, it's still blessed.
Yeah.
We're still blessed on Monday.
Well, he's not blessed enough to email me back. So, Lower Chiropractic of Allied Health Chiropractic Center, Blong Yang Farmers Insurance Agency, Wayne Searing Insurance, Hmong Quality Home Care, LLC, Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, Incorporated, Coleman & Lee's Grocery Store, as well as Chavang Tax Services. Thank you, underwriters. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, now, isn't Coleman & Lee's an IGA store?
Yes, well, it's a former IGA store.
Oh, but it's not IGA anymore?
No.
Because if it is, we should ask them if they've had any peanut butter incidents.
Every IGA store has their dark, dirty peanut butter and chocolate situation.
Well, Coleman and Lee's used to be, but they aren't any longer. I think they're just, I mean, they're simply Coleman and Lee's.
And what does IGA stand for?
International Grocery Association.
Bing, 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 bing. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Well, came
but
in,
what don't I know?
You were destroyed in Dr. Wren's current events, plus you were fascinated by the guy
and
chocolate and peanut butter.
How did you not know that Badger State Winter Games is going on?
I've only lived in Wisconsin my entire life.
And all the signs are up.
Well, I miss lots of things. I'm not the brightest at all.
Apparently, he's not the best vision. What are you doing?
January, I'm just looking at all these underwriting sponsors.
God, well, okay.
All right, K-Man, let's cue that outro. And
where'd it go?
Oh, gosh. Why don't we just have outer monologue?
Give me a second.
All right. Well, Joy, I mean, I can't say it that way. But this has been a presentation...
This has been the end of the live presentation, unless, of course, it's pushing 10 o'clock, in which case this is the end of a pre-recorded presentation.
Yes. And if in the event this is the last year to live, you can say at least once before you died in the apocalypse that you heard Conversation Digest.
Conversation Digest.
Oh, isn't that true? All right, well,
this is
vintage portion of Conversation Digest coming up in just a moment here at 10 o'clock. K-Man's fretting that lullaby explosion. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Yo-Yo Ma, giddy up.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.